A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes the greatest blessings can be curses, and the greatest disabilities can become blessings in our lives. You've heard it said, ask a busy person, and it will get done. Talents and gifts can create demands on our time. New babies, new homes, new marriages can bring great blessing and joy, but they also carry with them a laundry list of responsibilities that sometimes can be quite challenging. Children, new homes, spouses, communities do not come with a user manual, and one must learn to grow and cope with changes in our lives. Most people report that the most life-changing events in their lives often arise from serious difficulties and problems. It is their crosses that provide the occasion for change and growth. It seems like an eternity ago I had a viral encephalitis. Many people who suffer it end up permanently disabled or 6 feet under. Obviously, I'm here. However, if anyone would tell me that not having been able to walk or talk in sentences was a blessing at that time, they would have been met with the same fury as those who claimed it was God's will. It is no more God's will than the suffering in Pakistan or war. God wills life and love. I've come to realize that in growth and new life that came from how I dealt with encephalitis, I changed. Something new happened and was born in me. I would not recommend it as a way to learn these lessons. However, it has become a blessing. Today, we celebrate the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Frankly, it seems crazy. Paul seems to talk about the cross as a stumbling block, and to celebrate the cruelest form of capital punishment at the time is absurd. But what we really celebrate is St. Helena's finding of the true cross in new life in Christ. In today's readings, we hear how Moses lifted up the source of the people's pain, and it became a source of healing for them. In the Gospel, Jesus comes to Nicodemus in his darkness and declares that the Son of Man must be lifted up to be a source of eternal life. In the final days recovering from encephalitis, I was asked to carve a cross and candlesticks for our celebration of the 750th anniversary of Holy Cross Monastery in Regensburg, from which my Dominican congregation had come. I was yet unable to be there when they first used it, but every time I saw that cross in procession, for me, it became a sign of victory. I was alive. I was still an artist. God was with me. There was more to life than the pain. I suggest this feast is about looking truly at the crosses in our lives and how they have had in the past or have in the future the potential to bring us to life by how we choose to respond to them. We can look at the displaced and hungry people suffering in Pakistan from the floods, but if we only look, we leave them on the cross. We are called to look beyond about how we can bring about solidarity and unity in suffering by how we respond to their need. we are called to act. We can listen to all sides regarding the mosque near Ground Zero, but unless we foster understanding and mutual respect between faith traditions, we only leave it on a cross. We can pray for peace and justice, but unless we accept our differences, listen with compassion, and foster bridge building, we stand up with those whose only response to things is blame and rancor. It is right to mourn our losses from violence, but unless we give up our desire for revenge, we will always have war. We can recognize our need for ecological responsibility, but if we do not look as to how we use the world's goods disproportionately in pursuit of happiness and take action, we are the cross. This feast calls us to act, to move beyond the pain of this world to hope, to bring the pain to birth in hope. The Feast of the Holy Cross is not easy. It challenges us to disputatio, to listen to the truth in everything and everyone, especially the grain of truth in people who disagree with us and in the truths we do not wish to see. This Feast of the Holy Cross challenges us to lift up our crosses, to look at them with truth and act. God promises to be with us. God, who waits with open arms for us, calls to us, see the source of your healing. For indeed, our crosses are the source of our healing. Our disabilities, our challenges can change us, and weakness there is strength. Let us see the source of our true healing. Together, may we make it so.